there, and welcome to the Hello Personality Podcast, where we use self-discovery tools such as personality typology and core gifts to help you come home to who you really are so that you can live each day focusing your time and energy on what matters most. I'm Leslie McDaniel, and this is Season 6, Episode 10. And this will be the final episode of this season. But before we wrap up, we have some important things to look at about core gifts, and I didn't want to end the season without taking a look at these things. If you're just joining us, you can check out episodes 1 and 2 from earlier this season, as well as some of the guest interviews in previous episodes to learn more about what a core gift is. In this episode, we're going to look at some of the more difficult things about your core gift. And now, if you don't know what your core gift is, I would really encourage you to reach out to work together so I can help facilitate that process for you. But even if you don't know your gift, this episode will guide you to pay attention to a few things that may be in your shadow. By definition, things that are in your shadow are difficult to see. They're behind you in a way, and they're not visible in your normal field of view. If you're aware of these things in your shadow, they're not your shadow, or at least they're no longer in your shadow. If you've listened to the podcast for a while, you know that I always want to help you take a look at the other side of your awareness. So in season 2 of this podcast, in which we talked about the Enneagram, and specifically in episode 4, we looked at the 3 basic instincts for survival and the potential shadows of each of those. And in season 5, when we were focusing on the 16 type system, we looked at the potential shadow side of each cognitive function. And that was in episode 10 of that season. So you might be someone who finds looking at shadows uncomfortable or maybe even unnecessary. Some might say, well, why can't we just look at the positive side of things? Or you might be someone who is all about exploring the depths of the unknown, and even if it means coming face to face with something that is disheartening or hard to acknowledge. This latter description is a description of me, and it's probably partly related to being a type 4 on the Enneagram, but I've also tended to focus on the negative aspects of myself throughout my life, and there can be a tendency to use what I find in my shadow as justification for the negative beliefs that I've held about myself. So no matter where you fall on this continuum of comfort with your shadow, I want to encourage you and myself to hear what I'm going to share in this episode with openness, curiosity, and without much attachment to what it means to find something that seems negative in your shadow. Because by the way, there can be positive aspects in our shadow as well. All right, so why does a shadow even exist when it comes to your core gift? Well, a gift is not a gift until it's given away. And with any gift, the motivations and intentions that underlie the gift giving can come from a pure, heartfelt desire to give without expectation, or it can be given with a desire to hurt others, even if that is unconscious. The gift itself is neutral. It's neither good nor bad, positive or negative, helpful or harmful. But your core gift can still frequently get you into trouble. How can that be? It's all about those intentions and motivations that I mentioned. Let me pause here for just a second and draw a connection to the personality type systems that I help people with. In the 16 type system, there are 4 basic mental functions that were identified by Carl Jung: thinking, feeling, sensing, and intuition, if you're not familiar with those. And each of those can be oriented towards the external world, or extroverted, or the internal world, or introverted. So that means there are 8 functions in total. And those examples would be like introverted and extroverted thinking. Those are 2 different functions, introverted and extroverted feeling, and so on and so forth. My point in mentioning all that is that none of these functions, or combination of functions, which creates those 4-letter type codes that we know in that system, none of those things are inherently good or bad. Even if you have an aunt so-and-so who is in whatever type and you automatically think of that person as not helpful, unkind, whatever, whatever. No type is inherently good or bad, better or worse, and you probably know that cognitively, logically, but sometimes our actions don't speak in that way. We can have a tendency to put certain people or types on pedestals and also not appreciate certain people and types as well. But your intentions and your motivations can highly influence the way you use your functions. And the ways in which each of your functions are integrated or not integrated can really impact how you show up in the world and the positive or negative impact that you can have on others. So let's also take a look at the Enneagram. All 9 points on the Enneagram actually show us who we are not. So your type-related patterns are actually covering up who you truly are. Your Enneagram type shows your adaptive strategies that you've developed when you're really, really young to essentially survive in the world. And they're motivated by meeting your typically unconscious needs. So for many people, working with their Enneagram type is all about working with their shadow to help them see what they can't see, which includes their likely unconscious motivations and intentions of their outward behaviors. So coming back to core gifts, similar to your brain wiring of your type in the 16 type system, your core gift is neutral. It's what you do with it and why you do it that influences the flavor and the impact of your gift. And just like the Enneagram, it can show you some underlying motivations that exist because you're ultimately trying to heal from something and to get your unconscious needs met when you give your core gift. I don't know about you, but when I give a gift that's either not appreciated or valued or accepted, it can really hurt. It hurts in these situations because I have an attachment to the outcome, which actually says much more about me than the person to whom I'm giving my gift. So this is the first thing to notice about the shadow of your core gift, or something that may be in the shadow for you, even if you don't know your core gift. How do you respond when things don't go as you planned or hoped or expected? So this is the first thing to notice about the shadow of your core gift. How do you respond when things don't go as you had planned or hoped or expected? You can do this even without the knowledge of your core gift. It's something I've talked about many times over the life of this podcast. Developing your ability to self-reflect and then eventually self-observe in the moment and interpret your reactions and responses. This information will give you big clues into potentially unconscious desires that you hold. Now, here's an example. Just the other day, I had a situation in which I initially noticed anger when someone diminished the value of something I was saying. And that doesn't always happen, but in this particular situation, it was something I was sharing related to my gift, which I didn't recognize in the moment, by the way. And I shared what my gift is in episode 9, if you want to go back and check that out. But in this situation, I thought, why did they do what they did? And why did they respond the way they did in that situation? Why didn't they acknowledge the value of what I shared? I actually felt pretty angry. This person didn't know that, but it was internally and after this situation occurred. Soon afterward, I recognized that it was actually sadness underneath my initial response of anger. And the reason was because I didn't feel seen, heard, or understood. I had an unconscious expectation in sharing with this person that they would value it as much as I valued it, and in turn would also value me. This experience doesn't diminish the value of what I shared, actually, because it's not up to the other person to determine the worth of what I hold as valuable. But it did reveal to me that I still have work to do around expectations, something I've been actively working on for the past year or two. This expectation was part of my own shadow because even though I had been working with my unconscious desires in recent years, this was a new layer that unconsciously impacted my response to the situation. Like I said, doesn't happen all the time, but this was certainly a situation when it snuck up on me. Now, this is vulnerable to share this, but I'm sharing it because it's an example of giving your gift when it's not wanted, and we all have those experiences. And it's also an example of giving with an unconscious motivation to receive something. And in this situation I just described, based on my experience, I know that this person actually sees things quite differently than me, and they weren't open to receiving my gift. And they're not in my inner circle, if you will. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't ever give your gift to anyone outside of your inner circle, but my inner circle are the people I've consciously chosen to invest most of my time, energy, and love. So this brings me to another potentially shadowy aspect of giving your court gift: withholding your gift with malicious intent. Now, that probably sounds pretty intense, but here's an example of how my gift could have been withheld with this kind of intent. And I encourage you to think about this in your own life as well. So let's say that this person does come to me with a need that's related to my gift. If I actively choose to withhold my gift for the purpose of making them suffer to some degree, like I'm not going to give that to them, right? Just watch them suffer. Then that would be me withholding with the intent to cause some level of harm. And all of us have the potential for that with our gifts. It's really, really important to notice and pay attention to. Other reasons to withhold that can come from negative intent could be withholding out of anger, feeling hurt myself, maybe feeling a little petulant, or trying to gain an advantage over someone. So as you might be able to see, there can be a fine line between withholding your gift for these reasons and consciously choosing not to give your gift because it's not the right time or circumstance. Becoming more aware of when and how you give your gift, or any of your gifts really, and your underlying motivations will help you be more discerning in these situations. So discernment is key, and discernment comes with increasing your awareness. And that can be done through self-reflection and self-observation. If you've already worked with me to discover your core gift, let's take a few minutes to get more specific about identifying shadows related to your gift. So if that's you, I want you to grab your core gift statement, or just be sure to come back to this part of the podcast when you can have your statement in front of you if you don't have it memorized. I want you to start by slowly reading your statement to yourself or reading out loud. You might start by just reading the first sentence, your main gift statement, and then pausing to do this next part that I'm going to talk about, and come back to the second sentence and pause again after each section in the strategies part to go through this process again. As you read each part, pay close attention to any thoughts, feelings, and sensations that come up. Of the thoughts that you identify, which of those thoughts are limiting you? Which of those thoughts are based on old stories or defense mechanisms? Which feelings are related to fear or anger or sadness? And what's underneath those feelings? Which sensations in your body feel uncomfortable, challenging, or difficult? Now, I'm going to give you a list of questions to ask yourself when you look at your thoughts, feelings, and sensations. So you may want to pause and write these down, or come back later and write them down so you have them to reference. The first question is, where are you staying small when it comes to your gift? Where do you feel like your gift may not be good enough or as good as other people's gift? Where are you becoming arrogant or maybe feeling like your gift is better than other people's gifts? Where are you holding in or suppressing emotion? What are some examples that come up in which you've tried to give your gift recently, and you may have noticed some underlying negative intent or motivations that we've talked about in this episode? So there's so much more that we could talk about when it comes to the shadow side of your core gift. But for now, I'd love you to just notice this as a possibility and begin to recognize which motivations and intentions are in your shadow. Whether you use your core gift to identify these or to just self-reflect and observe yourself in your life right now. It can be a vulnerable thing to give our core gift because, as I've mentioned in nearly every episode this season, we give our gift as a way to heal from a difficult or challenging experience or circumstance in our life. So essentially, we all want to be seen and valued for our gift on some level. And giving your gift always comes with the possibility of rejection or being dismissed in some way. Once you know your gift, you can begin to identify the shadow aspects as well as work on aiming to give it with the most wholehearted intentions of which you're capable. So as I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, this is the last episode of this season. And wow, I have really loved introducing you to core gifts. If you're still on the fence about whether or not to work together to discover your gift, reach out to me and we can have a conversation about whether or not this would be the helpful next step for you right now. I would love to share this with you. You can check out hellopersonality.com/coregift for more information. Okay, so that's it for season 6. As usual, I'm going to take a short break of 3 to 4 weeks if you're listening to this in real time before we kick off the next season. So this is a great time to catch up on previous seasons or previous episodes, but you can also look out for the trailer for season 7, which will come out in just a couple of weeks. I'll see you then. Take care.